All right. That was a much needed mini intermission, and that was Talia Rose's song, which is coming out on Friday. Hold On Still. Excellent. Oh, yeah. So what are you doing this summer to beat the heat?
What am I doing this summer to beat the heat? Well, mostly I'm thinking about my 18-year-old cat having to beat the heat. Aww. Yeah, he's ancient. And he just, like, parks himself in front of the AC unit in our living room, just, like, lies, like, splays out on the glass table. And it's... we like give him a little ice pack to lay on. So that's how he's beating the heat. I'm sweating personally.
You know, that is also an effective way to get rid of body heat from what I've heard.
Well, yeah, you know. I guess my body is just doing its job, doing its best.
Yeah, it's all you can do.
But speaking of summer months, this next song is a song that I wrote when I was asked if I had any songs about winter time. I was doing a series of like Yuletide shows with Naomi Westwater, and they asked if I had any like winter or holiday songs, and I said I don't, but I can try. And I ended up coming up with the song called In August, historically not a winter month, but we'll get there eventually. This is In August, and it's going to be the third single off the record, and it's coming out in July. Say it with me. All right, here we go. Fading of the kindness you'd offered once with ease. September, you nearly lost your temper, a terrible pretender. I knew it once, you wanted nothing more to do with me. You stay until the winter's gone. The sun is setting early, so pretend that you still want me. Keep the warmth between our bodies till the spring, then let me go. October, you finally said we're over, but as the days grew colder, what's new? November, you told me I surrender, and so we'll stay together. It's easier to hold your tongue than face the cold alone. Thank you.
Very nice. Do you wanna go into another?
Sure.
Cool.
All right.
Here, while you're doing that, when you're playing live, are there any covers that you like to play? And if not, what's a song that you would like to cover?
Yeah, one of my favorite songs to cover is by the Queen of Pop herself, Gwen Stefani, and her song Cool has been living in my head rent-free since 2008 when a babysitter of mine put it on a mix CD for me.
Nice, yeah.
And now I sing it all the time.
Gotta love some Gwen Stefani.
Yes, you do. Legally.
Yes, it is. It is mandated ever since Act 324, 2013.
All right, this is House Painted Green. By Gwen Stefani. No, by me.
Speaking of Gwen Stefani.
Yes, speak of her.
What was the first concert that you ever went to?
Oh.
I'm assuming it wasn't Gwen Stefani.
It was not Gwen Stefani. No, it was, my first ever concert would have been in the womb when my mom was playing, like, classical piano concerts. But my first concert, like, you know, in the non-classical genre, I believe, was an internet famous ska band, Walk Off the Earth. Do you remember those guys? It was like the five people who played one guitar, and they did a cover of somebody that I used to know, and it went really viral. And I was one of the people who also listened to their other music, and I really liked it. And I believe that was the first concert I ever went to. That was not one of my mom's.
Very fun. Very fun. Yeah. Excuse me. Do you have a favorite song of yours to perform?
Ooh. Let's see. I play a lot of gigs by myself, with just me and guitar. But when I am playing with a band, my song August, the one that I played like two songs ago, is really fun, because the bass and I will do that like breakdown section together with drums, and it's really fun and high energy. It's a little lower energy playing it by myself, but it's still fun. That's a good question. I haven't really thought about that before.
Yeah, thank you. You know, it's pretty easy for me to just sit here and ask questions. You have the hard job right now.
You know.
excuse me. I think if you'd like to get into another song, I'm going to go get some more water.
Sure, yeah.
Great.
Hydrate or dihydrate.
That's right.
All right. Let's see. I'm going into my If Time section. We have time. This is a brand new song. It was written within the span of about an hour after my partner and I were taking our nightly meds, and my partner turned to me and said, "Hey, you should write a song about all the meds that we take." And I said, "Okay." So this song is called Lexapro Lover. And I am going to have to pull up the lyrics. It's that brand new. When your world is cold and you're super depressed, and you snap out at me cause you're tired and stressed, there's no need to explain, I know something's not right. Have you taken your meds and done some breathing tonight? When you've worked yourself up till you run out of steam, it's easy to feel like I'm not on your team, but I am persistent, so you can be sure I'm not giving up, and I'm ready for more. Until you believe it, I'll tell you again that my love is unwavering. Yes, even when I pick up all your clothes so you can get some rest, you're my Lexapro lover, and we're doing our best. When your ADHD makes it hard to do chores, I'll finish my own and then help you with yours. And I'm not keeping score, cause what good would that do? We're in it together, I'm not fighting you. When you're mad at your mom cause she made you insane, and your heart starts to worry that I might do the same, we'll talk it all through, that's what family's for, and mend our attachment until it's secure. Until you believe it, I'll tell you again that my love is unwavering. Yes, even when I pick up all your clothes so you can get your rest, you're my Lexapro lover, and you're doing your best. And I'll say one more thing just in case you forget, that for all that I give, there's so much I get, and there's easier times up ahead to be had. I'm not gonna leave you just cause you were sad. A
liked that one a lot.
Thank you.
Can definitely relate. Today was a very ADHD day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What happened?
You know, just had like a half dozen things to do and did like negative three of them.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like that sometimes. And when it's so hot, what can be expected, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh. Oh, well.
To-do lists are just a suggestion.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, at least I made it out of the house for this. You know, that's what counts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As far as I know, you've done 100% of the things you need to do today. So actually,
As far as musts go, I think that I'm
crushing
there.
It. Yeah. Crushing it.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Shall I play one more?
Yeah, sure. And if you'd like, we can also play something. I think there was a second song on your CD that you wanted to.
There was. Yeah.
Yeah. Would you like to? I think you said track three.
Track three. Yeah.
Cool. Anything you want to say about it?
Sure. This song is called Strange Meeting. It features some more fun and cool production from Jack Broza. And let me shout out some of the other artists who also played on this. My friend Lucas Eveling played the drums. Max Ridley played the bass. And Heather Scott did a bunch of the harmonies on the record. Including some of the ones that you heard on that first track. Those are all my shout outs. And if I am forgetting anybody, I am deeply sorry.
Very good. And here is, you say Strange Meeting?
Strange Meeting.
Yes. Yeah. That was just Strange Meeting by Talia Rose off of the upcoming... Ooh, ah. And that
it
was going to be
in,
Strange
so it,
Meeting
it,
again. Yeah.
Creeps up on you.
Yeah. That is some really nice mastering on there.
Thank you. Yeah, that was Dan Cardinal at Dimension Sound. And Don Mitchell, who's in the band Darlingside, was the mixer.
Oh.
And he is a dear friend in person.
Very nice. And yes, so I'm with Talia Rose. We've got another few minutes together. Enough time for another song and then maybe some closing remarks.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm going to go off set list here again one more time to tell you a little bit about the fact that I recently started a kids band. Yes, music for children and grown-ups and everyone in between. With my friend Heather Scott, we're called Dandelion, and we sing songs about feelings and nature, and it's all very wholesome and nice. We sing at like daycare centers and libraries and stuff, but we also do birthday parties. Dandelion the band. This is a song that I wrote for the band. It's called Anyone Can Be a Gardener. Take my hand, let's all go to the garden, say hello to the worms and the ants. Dig deep down, feel your fingers in the dirt. I wonder what you're gonna plant. Turnips, tomatoes, and daffodils too. Pumpkins, potatoes, it's all up to you. Anyone can be a gardener. Anyone can plant a seed and watch it grow. You need a little patience, 'cause it takes a little time. All the tallest trees come from long, long ago.
Very cute.
Thank you.
Say the name of that band was?
Dandelion.
Dandelion. Lovely.
Dandelion the band.
I might need to hire you guys to play my birthday.
We would be happy to do that. Yeah.
I assume that you meant children's birthdays, but yeah.
We'll take any age.
Yeah.
Any birthday.
And are you guys on social media as Dandelion?
We sure are. Yeah. It's I think it's dandelion.tunes.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Cool. I had another question for you.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. What other projects are you involved with?
Sure. So I, in addition to releasing my album, I also recently recorded an album with a band called Finding Francis. They've got one album out already, and there's another on the way. Also, just a shout out, today was the release day for my good friend Zoe Murphy, who wrote a record called Pink, and I had the absolute honor and pleasure of playing on it. It's out today. Zoe Murphy, Pink. You gotta hear this stuff. It's jazz adjacent, but it's got so much good stuff in it. It's all about her experience being biracial in America, and it's really, really gorgeous. Just a gorgeous piece of work. So that's another project I'm involved in, playing with Zoe. And I play with Eva Gertz, who's another incredible singer-songwriter who lives around here, actually, just down the street. Yeah, some other folk musicians I shouted out earlier. And I play in a wedding band, so that's another fun little thing.
Nice. Very cool. Yeah, I feel like a lot of musicians at our age are in wedding bands, too.
Oh, yeah. It's a good way to go. It's really fun. I'm going to Newport on Saturday.
Exciting.
Yeah.
And we've only got a couple minutes left. Do you have a favorite quote?
Favorite quote? I don't know. The only thing that's coming to mind is that my yearbook quote from high school, which was a quote from Pokemon, that was, "I'm going to use my frying pan as a drying pan."
Yeah.
You know, I thought it was hilarious at the time, and I'm not laughing now, but you are, so.
And I think that that's beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks
it
for
was
having
a blast.
Me. I had a blast.
Good. Yes.
And now I hope that you can have a blast of some cold air.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. For at least another few minutes until the next musician gets here.
Yeah.
Yes. But yeah, again, thank you. I will be looking forward to when you release Carry It Closely.
Thank you much.
Yeah.
August 20th.
August 20th. Good day.
Good day.
Yeah. And coming up next, let's listen to Pink by Zoe Murphy because it was released today.
Awesome.
And it's local, so checks all the boxes. All right. Thank you. That was just Barefoot Young with Call It Doubt, and that's a new release that came out a couple weeks ago, I think. Yeah, June 6th. Brand new. And coming up next, the new release from Bermuda Search Party, who we had on last month on the Town. It's called Asking for a Friend. It is a single. They'll be releasing an album soonish, or a collection of songs, perhaps. Yeah, and then don't go anywhere, because at 11 p.m., Almira Ara will be joining me for the third and final session of the night. I'm Mellow Max. My show from 7 to 9 p.m. is highly recommended. This show is On the Town with Mikey D. I'm here every Wednesday at least 7 to 9 p.m. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Here is Bermuda Search Party.
dance into the silence and never forget we were golden. In this moment, we were golden. I'm asking for with a
was just Makeout Palace with Pirates, and coming up next, Jane Don't.
You were outside smoking two cigarettes at once. Then you sang out with a voice crystal clear as a dove. The tar in your lungs had subsided for one little tune. Pretty soon we'll be singing duets. Just would you pass the light? and pretty soon we'll be playing hit songs for our friends. Won't you pass the light again?
All right, that was just Mint Green with Body Language. Before that, Audrey Pearl with Dust Bunnies and Jane Don't with Pass the Light. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. In just a few moments, I will be joined by Almira Ara. But first, we're going to hear another local song. Coming up next is Little Miss Echo's new song, Daily Prayer. Which was released on their album, which came out 2 weeks ago. Very exciting. Go give them a listen. Here is Daily Prayer.